I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Eileen Finns talked with her mother, Caroline Finns, about moving her family to South Carolina from a large Jewish community in Brooklyn, New York. Here's Eileen.
Do you remember the very first time you came to Columbia?
Yes, I do. It was in 1957. When Aunt Clara and her family moved down here. And it was Christmas week. Two of the children were out of school. Daddy had a few days off. It was Christmas Eve, in fact. So midnight, we piled into that little car and left Long Island and started down.
What did you think of Columbia when you saw it?
What did I think of Columbia?
And what did you see?
Everything was shut down. And it was very quiet. It was nobody in the street. Just everybody was celebrating their Christmas.
Right.
And we, of course, were not because we are Jewish, and we didn't celebrate.
We moved here in 64.
Yeah.
And I remember often being the only Jewish kid in school. It seemed like, definitely in my class, and not many in school. And that was very different from your.
Yeah, I was totally in a Jewish neighborhood. Most of the teachers were Jewish. The stores were owned by Jewish people when it was a Jewish holiday. The only lights were the street lamps. Cars were not moving because everybody was either in their house celebrating or in the synagogue.
Right.
So you could walk outside. It was like a ghost town.
Yeah. So what was that like when you came to Columbia?
It was
a small Jewish community, right?
Very small, yeah.
Well, I remember also coming home to you and asking you questions about Christmas and Santa and Jesus. And
well, what can I say?
What did you think of that?
Yeah, we were in a place that was predominantly Christian, you know. So, and when I went to elementary school, we were all mostly Jewish kids. Teachers were mostly Jewish, but our choral director, and it was Christmas time, and so she told us, go home, get a note from your parents saying it's okay for us to sing Christmas carols.
Wow.
And that was in...
That's so different from my experience growing up.
This was in Brooklyn in a Jewish neighborhood. And she you know, and those who came back and said no, they had to go to the assembly hall and...
That's like complete opposite of me. Like in second grade, remember I had to make a Hanukkah bush because everybody was making Christmas trees. I felt like such an outsider. And I was sort of always envious of your experience when you told me that even the teachers were Jewish. We closed on the holidays.
School was more or less closed. Yeah. And if there were a few children who were not Jewish, they would meet in the study, you know, in the assembly. And the teachers would keep them occupied, you know, getting some schooling in at the same time.
So what do you think about now, though? Because, like, you know, you're 88. You've seen a lot of changes. You've been here since 64. So
even the elementary school you went to, now they do not give tests on Jewish holidays.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now they do Christmas and they do Hanukkah. They have Hanukkah plays
and
they sing.
Yeah.
So it's more diversified. And even in our synagogue now, our rabbi goes to churches, explains things. The pastors, the priests, they come to our, you know, when I see there's a whole bunch of people waiting for lunch, you know, after our Saturday morning service, we know that they're visitors.
Yeah.
And then they introduce them afterwards. So things are much, much different.
Caroline Finns and her daughter, Eileen Finns, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.